Mary Lyson, Senator Jones, Senator Jarom present. We have a number of pieces of legislation. I thought we would, since we had this opportunity to meet, we would just go ahead and take care of the rules calendar for today. Senate Bill 7 was one, most of these are just, or was referred to us from the Finance Committee. It's an act relating to state aid for education and provides for an effective date. Are there any questions about this bill?
Yeah, we can have an explanation of what it does.
Okay, this bill makes various amendments to the state foundation formula for education funding. The HES committee adopted a committee substitute, moved it with 3 due passes and 1 no recommendation. The Finance Committee adopted a committee substitute of its own and moved it with 7 due pass recommendations. The bill has a fiscal note from the Department of Education. My understanding that the bill includes the funding formula for the single dual site schools, also the isolated schools, and it keeps the ADM at about 500. And it has a delayed effective date of July 1, 1992. And it has the increase of the instructional value, unit value, from 60,000 to 63,000.
Is there any reason for
500? I'd like an explanation why 500 was picked.
Chairman, I wasn't there when that happened, but I will tell you what the problem was. 500 or 750 or 1,000 is an arbitrary figure, that there was some concern expressed by the Finance Committee that this 750 arbitrary number was established by a member of the school board from your district. It only affected 2 schools in the state. So there was some feeling of finance that that's going to be arbitrary. We'll go up to 700 or 800 to pick up another school. And someone else says that that's the case, we'll go to 1,000 to pick up my school. And we're back in the situation where we don't have any agreement. So consensus of that committee was to keep it at 500 like it always has been. I guess that's the explanation.
It's always been 500?
In that neighborhood, right.
I believe that's the ADM that's been used in the past, and the adjustment was made to 750 at the recommendation.
And of course, you know, if we're going to play that game, I'd like to have maybe 1,500 include my school, and
pretty soon. Right, we're mine,
well, anyway, that was the whole scenario, you know. And
I guess we've lost, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Jones.
We're losing the sight of, you know, who needs it, who doesn't. We just throw money out there, right? I would hope someday we're going to get to the point where we're going to sit down and figure this out as to base it on real needs, base it on maybe populations and some tax considerations. You know, some communities have a tax base and contribute dollars to the system, and maybe we need, you know, 2 formulas. But we need to get a fair way of approaching this problem. It's political. It's still political. The way we're doing it, it's who's got the juice and who doesn't have the juice. And it's not treating the districts fairly.
Chairman, let me elaborate just a little more on that. Of course, I'm in one of those schools that was been dropped out, like your school. We're giving up, I don't have the figures here, 270 or 290,000. And, you know, but we're also, like your schools, are going to pick up 120,000 on the other formula, which has some adjustments, which makes it more equitable. So we're not talking in terms of any school totally falling out of this. We're talking about it, not one change, but 2 changes, which, in effect, brings money into all the school districts at a different level. Of course, we'd all like the original single dual site, which 9 of us support, but 9 don't do the job.
Again, it's political, so I mean, you know, it gets back to that. You're right. I agree with you.
We're right back where you. So, yeah.
But it's,
it's a compromise, and it's not, this isn't the end of the story. We've got a long ways to go before anything's done. However, I think it's reasonable to reach some type of agreement to bring something before the body. Now, that's all, you know, we're not saying you vote it up or vote it, we don't advocate any certain position that you might take or I might take, we're just saying it's out there, give it your best shot, that's about it.
Okay, any further discussion? Mr. Chairman? Senator Duncan?
I move to ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 7 be approved by county at your discretion. Any objection?
Senate Bill 35, an act relating to determination of tendencies to recover the rental premises for non-payment of rent and certain illegal activities. That's the Tenant Act. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, for show.
Senator, advice?
Without objection, let me make a motion on these certels, and if they want to discuss them, maybe we'll stop and discuss them. If that's all right, I'll start down the list.
Is there objection from the committee? Senator Duncan?
Pardon?
Senator Jones?
Oh.
Is there objection?
For what?
Senator Lyson would like to go down through the list of bills, and if there's no objection,
oh, I'm sorry.
Make a motion to...
He's hungry, huh?
I'm hungry. Mr. Chairman, I will move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 35 be calendared at discretion, at the chair's discretion.
Okay, any objection?
No. Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 67 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
No objection?
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 145 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Any objection?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 203 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Any objection?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 258 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Any objection?
Chairman, I will move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Concurrent Resolution 21 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Okay, any objection?
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 48 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Which one?
48. Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Concurrent Resolution 10 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Any objection?
Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 29 be approved for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Okay.
We have one bill left. House Bill 5.
Okay. House Bill 5, and the reason that was House Bill 5 was not included in there is that we will need to do a Rules Committee substitute in that bill. And there is a draft of the committee substitute in the bill, and in the draft, if you'll look at the the changes that are reflected, there is a, I believe on line 8, the funding source or the funding amount has changed from the original bill to, from the sum of $560,681,200 to $555,594,000. And that that is a result of the changes of two other actions in the bill, one of them being on line 9, where it is recommended by the Finance Committee that we insert that the funding for the General Fund Mental Health Trust income account be accounted or attributed to the funding for education, so that we are not zinged on that. That is, so I guess it's a technical change that they have recommended, so that we would sometime in the future receive
track the house
on this, and we'd also receive credit for the mental health trust lands or something to that effect. We do have the co-chair of the finance committees here if there is a question. And then also the change in section or on the page 2 line 10, their payments to the single dual site school district for operating expenses is $2,131,200, and lines 13 through 28 break down that expenditure list. And since we are dealing with a Rules Committee substitute, I would ask for a motion to adopt a committee substitute for purposes of discussion. Senator Lison.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we adopt committee substitute for I move we adopt the rules committee substitute for House Bill number 5.
Is there
any unanimous consent?
Okay, any objection? All right, we have the committee substitute before us at this time. Are there questions from the committee members or?
Mr. Chairman, again.
Senator Jones.
The list of schools here that are affected on the single site, again, we use the 500 level. Is that what we did? Why, I guess the question is, why didn't we use the same as we used last year?
Senator.
Chairman, I believe this list came from the Department of Education.
DOE president.
This is DOE's list. I'm unaware of any changes made from that. And this is the same list that we would be coming in January for supplementals on. That's my understanding. Instead of coming in January for supplemental, we're forward funding it with the rest of them. Essentially, is that correct?
For this, for balance this year, that's
right. Next year. For next year.
We're including these.
We'll pick up a supplemental for that shortfall.
For this year. There's another supplemental coming along for this year. We're in now. This is for next year, which in January we'll be coming in to pick up these schools because of the inequity in the foundation funding. This is the fourth year in a row we're doing it. This is the Department of Education's list for those schools.
And for this year's, there will be a supplemental proposed that will be adopted, and I know you never can say, but it will be a supplemental proposed for the balance for this particular couple million.
So these are the schools that, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Jones,
these are the schools that fall under the formula in SB 7?
In part. Under the 500 IPDM.
Under the 500?
Right. That's part. My understanding.
Well, I mean, it's.
Yeah, they're funded.
We funded. List of schools that fall under the 500. Didn't
yes. Because that was intended.
Right.
We funded 92s as of an effective date of that particular act's contribution.
Senator Jones' question may be, is this a different list than what we funded last year?
Right.
And I don't.
We'll have a supplemental in for last year.
Well, no, we understand that, but were there schools funded last year that aren't funded on this list? I don't think there were.
Under single.
I don't think so either.
It was a lump sum.
Under single, right. Mr. Chairman, under single site schools last year, I remember Wrangell and Petersburg were in.
Well, the supplemental will be contain those schools. I assume those schools were under the letter I sent up to you for consideration 3 weeks ago.
Whatever was covered last year,
whatever we're in right now,
yeah, will be paid out of supplement.
Right.
That was due to the shortfall because of the veto.
No, that's already taken care of.
Took care of
just because of the formula. All right.
Okay.
This is resolved.
The veto was $41 million.
It covered a lot more.
It covered a lot of things, right.
But didn't cover the $20 million
for this problem.
Foundation.
Now, what we're saying is that the only schools for single site that will be covered under the formula are these schools here.
Are these, right.
That's the packet addition we were provided.
No, only for part of the formula. Not the part that
isolated schools.
That isolated schools is where your school kicks in and my school kicks in.
Now, this is probably not to mean that if we find ourselves in a situation next year where some schools are having difficulty in obtaining the funding that is necessary to operate, that we would not see a supplemental again. Take care of that. This puts up front those schools that fall under the 500 ADM, their funding for fiscal year 92.
In this packet, we have a. Should this have gone with SB 7?
That should be with SB 7.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Mr. Chairman. Senator Jones,
I
understand.
I have a problem with putting in the formula, I guess, just basing it on 500. I still have that problem. I don't know. I think it's an arbitrary figure we pick out of the air. I don't know what DOE's. I don't care who it's from. I think it's wrong approach.
Senator Jones, I believe a number of people that have single dual side schools in the district that fall out of this formula, and I know I have some too, are very disappointed. And it's a problem there that we need to correct, and hopefully we'll be able to correct the problem there with the passage of Senate Bill 7 and the adjustment of the formula. But it's been very difficult to obtain the support from the Department of Administration, or from the administration and from the Department of Education to rectify that problem. And there is a lot of frustration out there, and I feel there that we need to at least give the school districts here, these here, that little bit of an edge for their funding formula next year, because they're always online there waiting to see if the legislature is going to fund them under a supplemental, and this has gone on long enough.
I guess the choice is, we can take those schools off. That doesn't do anything for anyone. No. All we're saying is, if we take these schools off, there'll be a bill introduced next year which has the same figures, the same schools, and I have to fight that battle again. And we're trying to get out of that mode. We're trying to to fund those schools the same time as we fund the rest of the schools. We can't do it this year because the formula doesn't allow that. If this formula somehow or other makes it through the system, then we'll all be together getting that portion of school funding. We won't have to come back for supplementals every year. We shouldn't have to come back for supplementals. There's no other way to fix it.
I agree, but there's other schools out there that are having problems besides these that need to be in that formula.
That's not, yeah, right, but that's not the issue in this bill. This bill here is only funding. The formula bill we just passed. What we're talking about here is funding those schools up front rather than waiting next year and coming back and having to do it over again.
And there's other schools involved in the same situation we just cut out. And I understand a lot of it came from because of a comment one school board member made. You know, it was like retaliation against one person to cut them out. And I guess that's my own prerogative. So,
arbitrary is arbitrary, you know. There's no magic number. Whatever number we pick is arbitrary. But if we, you know, the sky's the limit if we don't settle on one that's acceptable to a lot of people who have been cut out. It cut me out too.
Is there further discussion? Is there public testimony since we are making an adjustment to the bill? Okay, hearing none, we will close public testimony. What are the wishes of the committee?
I move and ask unanimous consent. House Bill 5 be approved at county chair's discretion.
Any objection? No objection. House Bill 5 and also Senate Bill 7 will appear today on a supplemental calendar.
Rango and Petersburg show up in those other changes in SB 7. They don't show up on the ice, or on the small
school. We are adjourned.
Sorry.
Sorry.